continuing our study of the Sefer Ma'aserav, we're up to Os Yud Aleph. So Os Yud Aleph has a few small diukim in the way that the Gra said his brachos for Birchas HaShachar. And just a kedai to point out over here that there's a common understanding that there's different nuschaos that people daven, that there's nusach Ashkenaz, and there's nusach Svard, and there's nusach Ari, and then there's also what people call nusach Agra. So, listen, it's hard to argue with such a statement. There is, in fact, Sidurim that say on them nusach Agra, but I think if we pay close attention, we'll see that the nusach of the Gra is really just a few very small differences within small diukim within the Siddur, and then a lot of what's known as Nusach HaGra is just trying to go based on what the original Nusach Ashkenaz really was that got changed over the years, and the Gra was in favor of going back to the original style. But these diukim are, you could definitely classify them as Nusach HaGra, although we'll try to show that they're not exclusively Shitas of the Gra. Okay, so let's read the Ma'aserav. Diukim b'nusach Birchas HaShachar. These are certain ways that the Gra had to say Birchas HaShachar. Asher nosan l'sach v'bino. So he said it in the past tense, that you're supposed to say asher nosan l'sachvi bino, that you gave the sechvi understanding. We mentioned sechvi can be translated in one of two ways. Either it could be referring to the rooster that crows in the morning, it could be referring to one's heart. That it's based on the psukim, I believe, in Eov, and this translated different ways by different mafarshim. And then another one was also written in the past tense, she'asa li kol tzarki. So you don't say hanosin li kol tzarki, and you don't say hanosin l'sech vivina. You say she'asher nosan and she'asa li kol tzarki. But in the present tense, ha'mechin mitzade gover, right? And you say ha'mechin mitzade gover, not she'hechin mitzade gover. You don't say that one in the past tense. So I'll try to go back and explain these. Then just to finish out the os, the omrim pa'amayim b'chol yom shema Yisrael and then atahu o pa'amayim b'chol yom Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad atahu. Now, in the beginning of what we call korbanos, before we actually get to the korbanos, we say Ashreinu matov chalkeinu manoim goralenu mayaf yushaseinu, and then we say Ashreinu, fortunate are we shenachnu mashkim arivim erva voker, that we get up and we go to sleep, or not even go to sleep, but we get up in the morning and we end our days in the evening by saying pa'amayim b'chol yom, twice a day, and then in most siddurim it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So here, the Ma'aserav is saying you have two choices. You would say Shema Yisrael, or you would say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then you would continue Atahu Ad Shelo Nivra HaOlam, which is sort of the beginning of the paragraph that leads to the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Barabim, right? Although, as we'll see, I'm not Mekadesh Yisrael. Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim in most Siddurim. Although, as we'll see in a second, you're supposed to end off, according to the Ma'aserav, Baruch Ato Hashem HaMekadesh Shemo Barabim. It's not Mekadesh Es Shimcha Barabim, but HaMekadesh Shemo Barabim. That it's not said in the first person, you're talking to God, where you're saying, you are Mekadesh your name, but you're speaking to God in the third person, He is Mekadesh His name. So those are some of the diukim that we have at the beginning parts of Tefillah. So let's go back and try to explain them a little bit. So for starters, in the Gra's own writings of the Diukim Medusach HaTefillah VaHabrachos, so it's quoted as having said that Asher Nosan Asach Vivina, because it's based on the Pasuk in Eov, as we mentioned, O Mina San LaSech Vivina, who gave the Sech Vivina? It doesn't say Mi No Sein LaSech Vivina, Mi No San LaSech Vivina, She'asa Likol Tzarki B'Lashon Avar. And then he says, that is Alpi Sod. That's based on a secret. Although we will see in a second, we'll try to read from the Gra's Chidushim to Maseches Brachos, the Imrei Noam. Perhaps we'll be able to get a better understanding of that. Now, who holds differently? So in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin Halach HaDalad, he disagrees and he says, Hanosim L'Sech Vivina, and that is actually the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, the Gra disagrees. So let's try to see the statement of the Gra in Maseches Brachos. It's a decent sized paragraph, but it's worth going through. So the Gemara's lashon, at least the Gra's text in the Gemara, was Asher Nasa Masech Vivina. That is the Iker Shenitkena Belashon Avar Dekoy Al Tchila Sabriya Hu Lishna Dekra Mi Nasa Masech Vivina. Right, he says that's the way it is in the pasuk because we're not talking about what happened this morning. We're talking about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore it goes on the Tchila Sabriya, not on what happens right this minute when we're getting up this morning, which would be in the present tense. V'shara brachos tzarech lomer b'lashon hoved. But the rest of the Birchas HaShachar you say in the present tense. Kigon ha-mechin mitzadi gavru pekech ivrim chutz mi brachos zu u'brachos shel siyum misayim misaneh. Right, when you put on your shoes, v'hatam hu demashenitkena al sayim misaneh she also li kol tzarki hu al dvar mashkosav. Kol shat shasa tachas raglov tzonav alafim pirish da hapasik mora ala shlita shehishler kodesh baruch hu es haadam al hakol. Says what's going on when a person puts on shoes? So we know that the halacha is that shoes are made of leather. That's what the Torah recognizes as shoes, and that's why, let's say, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, most poskim agree that it's permissible to wear even comfortable, you know, comfortable sneakers or something that covers your feet and keeps them from getting hurt, even though they're not, even though that you're not obviously going barefoot. It's not, you're not feeling the ground underneath your feet, but because that doesn't have a halacha of ne'ilas sandal, it's not called shoes in halacha. Why? Because they're not made out of leather. Leather shoes are what the Torah considers shoes, and not shoes made out of non-leather items. So the Gra explains that one of the main aspects of shoes is that it's showing that man rules over everybody else. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu rules over humanity rules over everyone else, right? So that Shah Adam notel azera veoker veosek ba'kirtzona velo od elisha notel vlada behema veshochto veochel achalav shel ima. Right, a human being even has the ability to shecht an animal that was just born, and now the mother is still giving milk, so the human being can milk that cow or milk that goat and get the milk for himself. The yoser kain sheshochet abehima atzma veochel besara vegam notel ora veosa mimeno min olim leraglav. Not only do we drink the milk, but we can even then shecht that behema and eat the meat and use the hide for leather for shoes. V'zehu shlita gedola she'in l'mala mimena. This is the ultimate rulership over the other species that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. V'zeh she'ramaz l'nu ha'kasav mashkasav kol shasa tachos raglov da'hainu she'doreis beregel es or ha'behema. That we're stepping on top of the Or HaBehema. And this, by the way, is relevant. We just finished Parashas Shemos. So in footnote number 87 in the Moshe Rav Kook edition of the Imrei Noam, he quotes from the Rabban al HaTorah, who says, Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to remove the shoes from his feet. And he quotes the Ramban here, V'hinei ha'makom kulo kadosh v'asar nilas asanda, v'kachar v'chol makom sh'ashchina nigles asar nilas asanda. We know that when a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash, a person goes to any makom kadosh like Harsina, like Moshe Rabbeinu was at Harsina at that time, and he says you're not allowed to wear shoes in a makom kadosh. V'chein b'Yehoshua, right? We said the same thing by Yehoshua. V'chein haKohanim lo shimshu b'mikdash al yechefim. Right? We just said that. Ulefi divrei Rabbeinu yeshlitin tam. So what's the reason behind this? As in other words, the Ramban said anytime you go to makom kadosh, but it doesn't explain why. So based on the Gra, it's very very simple. Why? Shahamin omar shlita sa'adam al kol ha'olam, because the yisod of wearing shoes is to show that we are the balabatim over this world. We rule over every other creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And therefore, we shechted this animal and we took its hide for shoes, and now we're stomping all over on a constant basis. And that, u'makam shechina ein zed derech kavod, shesham anu bahem bizbatlus gemuru labare. Says, what are you kidding? You're going to go in front of the Ribono Shel Olam wearing your shoes and to say, look, I'm sholeit over all the other animals? That's a chutzpah. How dare you talk about in the presence of the Melech Malchei Hamelachim that you're the Melech of this world? It doesn't matter that you're the Melech of this world. It's still considered disrespectful to the Ribono Shel Olam for you to do such a thing, and therefore you have to take your shoes off when you get in the presence of the Shechina. That's the yisod that we're talking about over here. that the idea of wearing shoes demonstrates the shlita over the rest of creation. Fine, back to the text of the Imrei Noam. So the Vizesh Ramazan, we did that. Vizesh Amar al Siyam al Sayyim Asani Sha also likol tzarki lashon avar. That's why we are wearing shoes when we put on our shoes and we say Sha also likol tzarki, we use the lashon of the avar. Sha also mekvar zeham emshala. We were given this rulership over the rest of creation in the Sheishes Mei Brachos, just like Asher Nasan Lasech Vivina. So those are the two things, the two ones of the Birchas HaShachar that refer to the Sheishes Mei Brachos, as opposed to all the other brachos which talk about the Hanah that we are getting on a daily basis. Aval Shara brachos Tzarech Lomar B'Lashon Beinoni B'Lashon Nistar B'Masha Anu Omrim Mekadesh Hashimcha B'Lashon Nochach B'Emes Nusach Hasvar D'Mekadesh Hashmo Shehu Lashon Nistar. Right, so interesting what we find in the words of the Gra. So you could read the words that it's supposed to be. It's an idea of Nistar, but it doesn't mean Nistar as in Sisrei Torah, as in Kabbalah. Rather, he's saying that's the Lashon Nistar versus the Lashon Nochach. That it's Lashon where you're talking in the third person versus talking in the second person. So that's why he says She'asa, that he made Li Kol Tzarki. He made Asher Nosan, that God in the third person created Lasech Vivina Lavchin Ben Yom Avin Laila. So that's what the Gra meant when he said that it's Belashon Nistar. Fine. That's what he says in the Imrei Noam, and I think it sheds a lot of light onto what we were saying before, that a person should make this bracha in the Lashon Avar. Okay, going forward, so then we say, so that covers Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, Hamechim Mitzadi Gover, and then we say, Pamayim B'chol Yom Shema Yisrael Atahu, right? Or Pamayim B'chol Yom Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, so this is based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and the Gra have a fundamental machlokis over here on a number of levels. So there are a few issues that need to be clarified on this matter. So the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Vav Sif Tes, writes that you're supposed to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad when you get to the beginning of Korbanos, and you should even say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed when you say that Shema Yisrael, in order that you should be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at that time. And what's the issue? Why does a person dafka want to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at that moment, in case the minyan that you're davening in misses the Zman Kriya Shema? You don't want to miss the Zman Kriya Shema along with them. You want to then be yotzei the Zman Kriya Shema. That I'll read you the exact lashon of the Rama over here in Simin Mem Vav Seif Tes. So he says, "V'nogu l'sadir birchas haTorah miyad achar birchas hashiyotzer bein l'shamas v'tov l'orm b'shachris achar Shema Yisrael baruch shem kivod machusol le'olam va'ed ki l'famim shomim kriya Shema likro shelo b'zmana v'yotzi b'zeh." So we actually already quoted a different machlokas between the Rama and the Gra and the Mechaber over here about where to put the birchas haTorah. But nevertheless, this is a second issue that comes up between them, where the Rama writes that it's good to say Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk, and Baruch Shem, so you're definitely yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in case they go past the Zman. This is the shita of the Rama, and if you look in the Taz, if cut and test, the Taz points out the Torah Kosher Shkenoag Rabbi Yudah Chassid Ubeis Yosef Hikshal Zem in Yerushalmi. There of Acha Boy Lemincha Benoag and Cain. Right, says Rav Acha went against those. He protested against those who did this. Right, he says that nevertheless that Rabbi Yudah Chassid was holding like the Shas Bavli against the Yerushalmi, where they talked about that Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, when he would learn with the Talmidim, he would start the shir so early in the morning, it would be before the Zman Kriya Shema, and the shir would last so long that he would go past the Zman Kriya Shema. And the Talmidim said, "I never saw Rabbi say Kriya Shema." And they said, no, B'shashar Yamavir Yadav Alinov, something like that, Alpanov maybe. I don't remember the exact lesson of the Gemara right now. But he said that when he put his hand over his eyes, he was being makabel upon himself, O Machos Shemayim. So he was Yotzei Kriya Shema with only one pasuk. And based on this, the Rishonim point out over there that you can be Yotzei Kriya Shema with just saying the first pasuk. And that's the emes, that's the shita of the Ramban, the Siato, that's the Ramban shita with the Ritva and the Rashba and all of the followers of the Ramban, that they hold they hold that that you're yotze kriyashma with just one pasuk. And being choshish for the shita of the Ramban, the Ramah says you could be yotze kriyashma with only that one pasuk, as long as say baruch shem. Whereas the Gra and some Rishonim, including I think the Ritva on the spot says this, it could be other Rishonim say it as well, but that I believe I saw it a number of years ago in the Ritva on that Gemara, where he says a person should be careful when he gets to that part that where the minig is to say Shema Yisrael, Ashreinu, as we pointed out, Ashreinu, and then followed by Shema Yisrael. The Ritva says what the Gra's advice is, which is to only say either the first part of the Pasuk, Ba'omrim Pamayim B'chol Yom Shema Yisrael, so you don't change the Mashmaus of the pasuk, you're not of the tefillah. You're saying how fortunate we are that we get to wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night saying twice a day Shema Yisrael, Gevaldik. We get to say Shema Yisrael twice a day, but we're not changing the meaning at all. Or on the flip side, we say we get to say that how wonderful it is that we get to wake up and say twice a day Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Either way, you're not changing the implications of the pasuk, and in that way, you're not yotze Kriyashma, you're not yotze Kriyashma beforehand. The Ramah Dafka wants you to be yotze Kriyashma beforehand in case you end up missing the Zman. The Gra B'Dafka doesn't want you to say Kriyashma beforehand, and he points to something that he mentioned early he's going to mention later in he doesn't want you to be yotze kriyashma without the brachos. This goes back to a fundamental machlokes as to what the relationship between birkos kriyashma and kriyashma is. But the Gra is of the opinion against the Rashba and against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that one should not be yotze birkos kriyashma without being yotze. One should not be yotze kriyashma without saying birkos kriyashma along with it. They have to go together as a package deal. And if you're in a minyan where you see that the minyan is going to miss the Zman while saying the brachos, you should actually get out of that minyan, daven b'yechidus, in order to make the Zman kriyashma together with the brachos. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah go like the Shita of the Rashba, which is that it's okay to break up kriyashma and the birchos kriyashma, and therefore if you're in a minyan where they're not going to make the Zman kriyashma, you should say kriyashma before korbanos, as we just discussed. You'll be yotze, and then to be machmir, like for the shita of those Rishonim who say you need all three parshios, like the Rambam, so to be machmir for the shita sa Rambam, they tell you when you get up to that part of davening, oh, say all three parshios of kriyashma at this point, and that's, you know, that's the preferred advice, and then you go back, one past the Zman, you say kriyashma, you say the birchos kriyashma, and you yotze like that. That is the machlokes between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah on this one, but it plays itself out here as well, because the Gra says, since maybe you could hold like the Ramban, that only the first, to be yotze kriyashma d'oraisa, all you need is the first pasuk, don't even say the first pasuk don't even say the first pasuk alone in its entirety. Rather, you should say just half, the first half of the pasuk or the second half of the pasuk. And it's not a problem of breaking up a pasuk, even though the Gra was pretty makbid to try not to break up pasukim, I think. But there's not a problem of breaking up the pasuk because it's still a complete statement on its own. It's not like you're dafka intending to read the pasuk fakert. You're intending not to read the pasuk. You're intending just praise the fact that we are so happy that we get to say the Shema Yisrael twice a day. But when I say the Shema Yisrael, I'm breaking up the pasuk Shema Yisrael Shalom Kino Shalom. Not at all. I'm not breaking up the pasuk. I'm making a statement that happens to involve two words that are also found in a pasuk, but that doesn't have anything to do with anything. So that's the way the Gra argues. If you look in the Magen Avram in Sif Tezayin, Sif Katan Tezayin on that Ramah, so this is the Lashon he writes over here. He says, first he explains Ramah. He says sometimes the tzibur is gonna be too late, but so therefore that's why you're saying it. You're saying it every day in case the tzibur misses it. But then he writes, "Af lo yichavin latzeis elim kein yarish at tzibur yavru zman kriyashma." You should not have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah kriyashma unless you think the tzibur is dafka gonna miss it. Aval kishelo yavru mutav latzeis de kriyashma im hat tzibur velikros sosa kedina bevirchosel velismoch geul etfila. Certainly, it's better to wait and to say kriyashma in the right time. She should have in mind dafka not to be Yotze. And that's why he says, Al Pizeh, Af Al Pi, Shehu Kasav Shelo Yomar, Baruch Shem, Nirali, the Ein Bekach, Klum, Kevan, Shein, Miskavin, Lotzisba. So you don't have to say Baruch Shem if you're planning not to be Yotze with that particular Kriyishma. Right? And the Bir Agra, and Sivkat Yates over here writes, that of Aflam Hadam Rechoz Regomen. Now that's quoting the Gemara by Rabbi Anasi. Mikol Malkam Shlo Bezman Akar. But Limira Shein Nachon Bezel Lotzis Belo Brachos VeGam Mach Mazel Lo Yismach Gula Tefila. And that's the Bir Agra doesn't agree with the Magen Avram's idea that you should have Kavana not to say it, because that might go to a different Mahalach of the Gra. That, for example, the Gra held it's not worthwhile to sing the Zemer of Tzur Mishalo in the middle of the Shabbos meal. If you wanted to sing Tzur Mishalo, you could sing it after the meal was over, but not during the Shabbos meal. Why not? Because if you sing Tzur Mishalo during the Shabbos meal, so then you're already being Yotze, benching Doraisa. You're already saying all the things that are required to say benching Doraisa. You're thanking Hashem for the food. You're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. You're asking Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. You're already Yotze, benching Doraisa by singing Tzur Mishalo. Ah, you don't have in mind to be Yotze benching Doraisa, you just have in mind to sing the Zemer. That's lovely that's all you have in mind. But what's the difference? Do you have in mind the words of the Zemer or not? So if you have in mind the words of the Zemer, so then that's what benching Doraisa is. And if you don't have in mind the words of the Zemer, what are you singing anyway? So Mamana Shach, it's not worth it. That's the Groshi. While many, obviously the Minig Yisrael is generally speaking to sing Tzur Mishalo at the Shabbos table, for those who are interested, so you see that we're not choshish for the sheet of the Gra, we're more online with the sheet of the Magen Avram and the Ramah, which is that no, if you don't intend to be Yotze the mitzvah, even if you intend for the words to be true, that's still not enough to make you be Yotze the mitzvah. And the Gra says no, the mitzvah gufa is to do these words in this context, and therefore who cares if you Yotze have in mind for the mitzvah or not for the mitzvah? You're Yotze the mitzvah because you had the words in mind, and you had in mind that you wanted them to be meaningful. So if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad and you mean it, so that's all that matters, as opposed to the Magen Avraham. It says, no, you have to mean it for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, not just mean it for the sake of, I believe that Hashem is one, and therefore I'm saying the right words to be Yotzi that mitzvah. Okay. And then going forward to Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Shemo Barabim, this was the Nusach of the Rambam. And there's two issues here. Issue number one is this bracha is not found in our Gemara. So this is a bigger discussion that I'm not going to have right now. But Lamaisa, this bracha is not found in our Gemara, similar to Hanosin Layoev Koach or a Chasima for Modim Derabanan or Baruch, what's the other one I was thinking of? Abari Nefashos. Right, so these are things that are not found in Shas Bavli. They might have sources in Yerushalmi, they might have sources in other, perhaps Tanaim or Amoraim or Geonim, but not like a Bracha of Shasana Kirtzana would be another example of something not found in the Gemara. But nevertheless, the Gruz Shita was that you could say these Brachos B'Shem Uva Malchus, and therefore he held Baruch Ato Hashem HaMekadesh Shemo Barabim. And similarly, he said the bracha of Anosim Layev Koach. He said the bracha of, he believed in saying Bore Nefashos with the Shem Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem Cheho Lamim, as well as the bracha of Baruch Shepatrani. You'd say Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Melcholam Shepatrani Mi'on Shushal Zeh. He would not say it without Shem and Malchus the way the Minig Yisrael is to say it. He believed that all of these brachos are well sourced enough that it's permissible to say, and therefore obviously obligatory to say it with Shem and Malchus under these circumstances. Okay, but each one really needs to be explored on its own merits. And in terms of the nusach, he held that the correct nusach, as we mentioned, Mekadesh Shemo Barabim, was the ikur nusach for this bracha. I don't really know why he thought that was better than the other nusach, which was but he held the nusach of the Rambam, and that's what he wrote in the Imrei Noam, that it's better to say these brachos like the Rambam. Okay, let's just wrap up with the Osiyud Beis, he writes, Lomar Achar Parshas Atamid Pasuk V'Hifshit Ad Reach Nichoach. Okay, so what are we talking about over here? So we say the Parshas Atamid, which is a very important inyan, when the Shalma Parim Sifasenu, as the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas points out, there is an inyan, in fact, to be Yotze Korbanos by saying the Korbanos, and this is an important thing, to do perhaps even a kiyum of a mitzvah d'oraisa. And many people have the minig to say the Yehiratzon before you say the Parshas HaTamid. There are other parts of the Korbanos that people say that I'm not sure that the Gra used to say at all, in terms of the Kiyor and the Trumas Adeshen and all these other parts, but Dafka to say the Parshas HaTamid. So you would start from by Daber Hashem Hashem Mar Tzavas Menei Svam Martal Emes Karbani Lachmil Yishai, and then you would go to then what the Gra is saying next. Oh, you know what? Right. So what the Gra then says, after you finish the Parshas HaTamid, you should say v'hiv shides ha'olav v'nitach osad l'nsochel. V'nasnu b'nei Aron ha'kohen eish al ha'mizbech v'arachu arachu al eitzim al ha'eish v'arachu b'nei Aron ha'kohenim eish ha'nisachim eser osh v'asapader v'al eitzim asher al ha'eish asher al ha'mizbech v'kirba u'chra'a v'yirchatz b'amayim v'yiktir ha'kohen es ha'kol mizbech ha'olav ishe reach nichoach la'ashem. That selection is not found in most Siddurim, to my knowledge. Those few psukim, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 psukim, and those 4 psukim I don't think are usually found in the regular Siddur when it comes to saying the Parshas HaTamid. Because most, it's not found in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to say it. But what people ask on this section of the Maaser Rav is, wait a minute, this is, I understand why the Gra wants you to say that, the Hivshit is So'olah, because the Hefshit and the burning of the insides on the Mizbeach is part of the Avodah Satamid, no question, and therefore it makes a lot of sense to follow the Shita of the Gra, although for some reason it didn't catch on, I don't think. I'm looking in an Art Scroll Siddur right now to see if it ever caught on. No, it just ends off. V'shachar al sol yerechem etzbech tzafon ofnei Hashem v'zarku v'nei Aron ha'kohanim estamo alam etzbech. So it ends off with the Zrika Sadam, which is definitely the end of the avoda of the dam, where you have the shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, but there's still the hefshet of the korban, and then the haktaras korban on the mizbeach. So it's very strange that nobody asked me, and there's a reason for that. But lemaisa, it's incredibly strange to me why everybody was makbid to all the siddurim were makbid to include the Parsha Sakior. Nothing against the Parsha Sakior; it's fantastic. But lemaisa, why is anybody chayiv to say the Parsha Sakior? Why is anybody chayiv to say the Parsha of the Trumas Adeshen, as opposed to the Haktaras Ha'ivarim and the Nituach of the carbon tamid? That would seem to be, at least according to the Gra, an absolute chiyuv to say as part of the Parshas HaTamid. And I can't imagine it would be a major problem to say it, that they wouldn't include it. They've added so much onto the Siddur in recent years, in the last 500 years or whatever, to the Korbanos. This, I don't think it would be a major tzar if they added on these 4 psukim to be Yotze. But the kasha that they all ask on the Maaser Rav is, he said, what happened to V'shachar Osol Yerecham Mizbeach? They left off the Shechita and the Zrika. V'zarku b'nei Aron Estamol Mizbeach Saviv. Right? So all the Mefarshim, Kulam Ke'echad, they all explain the same way. Of course, the Gra took it as a davar poshut, that after the Parshas HaTamid. See, the problem is it says, Lomar Achar Parshas HaTamid Pasuk V'hivshida Ad Reach Nichoa. Right? So you say after the Parsha HaTamid, then you say the Hivshita Sola. That's not what he meant. He was including V'shachar Osol Yerecham Mizbeach Tzafona as part of the Parsha HaTamid. Why? It's not in the same place in the Torah as the Parsha HaTamid. Yeah, but he was including it because he knew that all the Siddurim at that point had already added that part of V'shachar Osol. And therefore, there was no need to mention, and not the Gra, but whoever wrote the Maaser Rav, was including that as a Dover Pashut, that that's already part and parcel of the Parshas HaTamid, and there's no need to make more mention of that. Rather, just he had to add in the thing that nobody else said, which was the Hifshidus Olah. That was specifically the minig of the Gra. Okay, next time we'll move on to a new area, ending off the area of Birchas HaShachar, and we're moving to the halachos of tzitzis and halachos of tefillin.